Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. There's a lot to do, and we only have 2 hours to do it. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Big Ant Heron.
Hello!
Smeegs is out today, so Big Ant Heron is going to babysit me and this show as we talk about a lot of stuff today. The Cubs have clinched a playoff berth. They still can technically win the division, but they have clinched a playoff berth. For the first time in 5 years, the Cubs are going back to the playoffs. So that's a big deal. And there's also news about the Cubs that we need to discuss, and we will do that. The other thing is, there's stuff going on at Halas Hall. You have a coach challenging his team publicly. You have guys getting on the Twitter machine, and I would suggest to all of those guys to put the Twitter machine away.
We've been here. We've done this.
Yeah, we have been here. And the thing about it that I think is kind of cool, and we'll get to it more in a little bit, I think that there's a head coach here who is not going to stand for it.
Yeah.
And Tanny and Alex were saying this in the pre-show meeting. This can go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. This could be the galvanizing thing and weeding out process of players that don't want to play, and maybe the guys get the message and start playing, or it can be full-on revolt, which we saw last year with the previous head coach. We'll get to that in a minute. We do want to make sure that we take care of the people that stayed with us through the post-game show, and we thank you for that. The Cubs, with their win today in Pittsburgh, clinch a berth for the first time. And I was thinking about it, Ant. I know it's easy for a lot of Cubs fans, especially Cubs fans over the last decade,
right,
where you saw a team win divisions and win a World Series to go, ho-hum, it's the Cubs making the playoffs, not a big deal. But then you start looking around that particular clubhouse and you go, there's not a lot of championship DNA that's there. You have Ian Happ and you have Nico Hoerner. And that's about it as far as guys that are connected to. And those guys were babies in baseball years when all of that stuff was going on. So much so that we talked with Nico Hoerner yesterday about this. And I thought that Nico's perspective on celebrating just making the playoffs was really good. Here's what he told us. You've gone through this a little bit with the muted celebration in 2020 because things are still so weird, but it's okay for you guys to have a little fun once you actually clinch.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't take it for granted, right? Like you mentioned, I haven't really had a true playoff experience, and part of it because of no fans, but also just the 162 is a totally different feeling to get to the end of and be able to celebrate than a 60-game season. And so, you know, I've been with this team for 6+ years now and haven't really had that true experience. So I'm definitely not going to be picky how it comes about. I mean, obviously would love for it to be as the team with the best record in baseball and winning the division and have everything perfectly lined up like that. But you still have to celebrate and appreciate that kind of success, because there's a lot of work that goes into it, and it's not guaranteed again.
It's not guaranteed again. And I think this five-year drought is a great illustration of that. It's not guaranteed. It's why I think Cubs fans rightfully are like, hey, can we stop with the trying to project out into the future stuff and put everything that you have into the team that's in front of you that could possibly win this year's World Series?
And the World Series aspect of that, I can understand having some trepidation about going back there mentally, because we do know the health status of some of the key players and where this team has been at various points and how things have looked in Milwaukee and other spots. But in the end, getting to the postseason, you're alive for that. And so that's at least, even if it's a pipe dream, it's still plausible. It's still possible that the Cubs can go that direction. But even just in the moment, today, to look at that locker room, to hear from that locker room afterwards, from that clubhouse, just all the excitement that's there, and that the players themselves are appreciative of it. They are young guys who haven't experienced it with the Cubs. They are older guys who have maybe experienced it elsewhere, but first time they're doing it with the Cubs. And so wherever the clock on your career trajectory is at the moment, this is something worthy of celebration and recognizing that, especially still early in the day. You got a little time to recover between now and mañana. So go ahead and get it in.
Yeah.
And revel in it.
And the beautiful thing is that they're not on a long trip to their next destination. They're going to Cincinnati. That's a 45-minute flight from Pittsburgh.
They can stick the thumb out if they want to.
So guys can go and do whatever they need to do, and they can make their culinary choices once they get to Cincinnati, which are not great, and then they can enjoy themselves. But it's fun to see this, and we were already starting to game out like when the games would be played, and like looking at the bracket, I feel like Cubs Padres is probably going to be a day game Wrigley. I could see that being the thing. So we were talking a little bit about that. So the celebration is great, and everyone should celebrate. I'm a big fan of you accomplish something, you should celebrate. And it took me a long time to get to that point as a human. Like I was always like the next thing.
Okay.
The next thing.
Yeah.
And over the last decade or so, I am like, it is okay to take some moments and some time.
I will take my flowers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the flowers. I will take them. So while that's going on, and you should be in a place where you would celebrate it, there is a news story that is worth your attention when it comes to the Cubs. Earlier today, T-Mac came onto the Cubs broadcast on Marquee, and she shared this update about Kyle Tucker.
This afternoon, the Cubs announced that Kyle Tucker has left the team to travel back to his hometown of Tampa to see his own personal physical therapist. Kyle has not played in a game since September 2nd, dealing with that left calf strain, and he has just not progressed. So he went to the team and said, can I go back to my own personal guys, because he's had success with them in the past. The Cubs were all for it, so he did travel with Cubs personnel back to Tampa, and they're hopeful that in coming days they will get some answers and hopefully see some progress with that left calf strain. This is really still an injury that he remains day to day. They have no idea how long he will be out, but the hope is that he will get back and be able to play with the team some point before the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's a little scary. That yeah. Kyle Tucker is in a place now where he's like, I should go talk with someone else because I've got to figure out what's going on with my calf. There's a lot in play when it comes to Kyle Tucker, too. And I hope as a sports fandom, a sports collective, I hope that we've all gotten the message on what calf injuries can then turn into.
Yeah, right.
Because right. We've already seen a bunch of guys who've had a strained calf, and then they go and do whatever it is that they do, and now they have a torn Achilles.
And it doesn't feel as prominent in baseball, but, you know, when you're talking athletes and sudden movements and everything, yes, it's certainly plausible because we've seen it so much, especially in the NBA, in the NFL, and there's no reason to think that at least potential exists in this case. And then just, frankly, they haven't been completely forthright at other times with the injuries that Kyle Tucker's worked himself through so far this season. So just to have your radar up with every piece of news and information, especially at this stage in the season, because the days are limited for him to get healthy, whether he's healthy or not, to even return to the lineup and what he looks like when he gets there. This clock is ticking for whether or not he can actually be a part of this postseason that we now know officially the Cubs are going to take place.
Yeah, and all postgame games will be here on the Score for sure. There's still stuff for the Cubs to play for. Mathematically, the division still. And remember, the Mets are on the table for the Cubs, the second to last series of the year. The Mets are trying to either secure a wild card spot or make their wild card spot better, depending on how well they play over the next week and a half. So there's still stuff to play for. All of the games will be here on the Score. You can best believe it. We will keep you apprised. There's some cool stuff out of the clubhouse that we'll bring to you before the show is over at 6 o'clock. Ed Werder is going to join us, and we're going to talk to him about the Cowboys, the Bears' next opponent. Speaking of the Chicago Bears, we want to keep you up to date on what's going on there, too, because there are some questions here, Big Ant, and it seemed like that Bennett opened the door after the tape review on Monday and was like, yeah, you know, if you're wondering why some of the young guys are not getting a chance to play or getting onto the field, it might be because of what they're doing between Monday and Friday, which is a big deal. And when you're talking about guys who are high draft picks not getting an opportunity, like Colston Loveland and Luther Burden, there are questions that how these guys are going to be used by Ben Johnson. Well, Ben Johnson wanted to go deeper into this, and I think it's fascinating that we are at this place, and I also really like that Ben is like, yeah, we got some issues up here, and we need to work through them. This is what Ben had to say about practice habits.
I thought as a whole that team, they played a little bit harder than us, and that's a reflection of me as a coach. That's a reflection of our coaching staff, and it's a reflection of our players too. When you play a good team like that on the road, that you got to be all out and every single snap, and that just was not the case. So specifically, it was everybody.
Are there guys that need to practice better too?
I think our practice habits are yet to reflect the championship caliber team.
There is a familiarity for a lot of guys in the locker room to the way the season has started, right? How do you kind of just keep a pulse on their mental state and keeping them focused on, look, it's a long season ahead. We have time to correct a lot of these things.
Yeah, I think they understand that. It is early in the season. There are a number of teams that have started the season not the way that they would like to, and yet they bounce back and they find a way to win. And we're going to be playing our best football in December. I know that to be certain. We're just in a race right now to get better in a hurry. And the faster we get there, the wins will start coming, and we'll be just fine.
Ben, you said your practice habits aren't yet at a championship caliber. So what specifically are you looking for on the practice field this week?
We should be going to the football, finishing hard. We talk about it all the time with the offensive players that our fundamentals, our finish, and our technique, they need to show up and walk through. They need to show up on the practice field. That's how it shows up on game day. Simple things of how do we properly block, how do we catch the ball, how do we block after the catch, ball security, and things like that. It's the little things that you learn in youth league football that even at this level, they make a huge difference.
That is harsh. For it to be going into week three, for a coach to feel it necessary to say some of that publicly, and I would imagine that he has said that privately too, a little harsh. You're the former NFL player. You're the former college football great. What did you hear?
I heard radical truth. And I think that the situation ends up, at least from my perception, dictating how positive or negative radical truth can be. If you've got an organization with an established record of excellence, then calling out guys for effort or practice habits or things like that, then that can maybe go south. And the Bears certainly have veterans on this team, but this version of the Bears hasn't done anything, and the guys who've been here with the Bears for a while now haven't done a thing yet either. So bringing in the guys, especially after everything that the guys in this locker room communicated very publicly last season about wanting to be coached hard, wanting to have details demanded of them, then there's no one who should be shirking the responsibility of what Ben Johnson is very willing to communicate publicly about this right now. And he sounds confident that it'll improve throughout the year. I respect that confidence. In the end, he and his assistants will have to continue to be demanding of the guys in that locker room to make sure they approach that level. And at some point, if the results don't improve, then can a locker room fracture based off of that? Possibly, but Ben Johnson ain't going nowhere. So, I mean, you know, he's got this season. He's got a few seasons to kind of figure this out. And so to lay your foundation, to kick the door in and say, this is the expectation, this is the standard, and I'm willing to say that it's not being met. The results that we just saw in Detroit are painfully obvious that they weren't getting met on the field. And whether it's been the discussion about young quarterbacks as the Bears have drafted multiple in the first round, and the concern of whether or not they're playing soon enough or early. We had that conversation with Mitch. We had that conversation with Justin Fields. And then, you know, Caleb right out there from day one. But then, as we're seeing, there's still development in real time that has to happen for him. They just haven't had another alternative who's been here on the roster to play instead of him anyway. But I do think that what happens the other 6 days of the week is underappreciated by, I would say, the majority of the fandom, because you get that one day a week to watch your team during a football season. And so a lot of us on the outside in just base our entire perspective on that. Well, that guy's not getting it done. How come the other guy isn't playing? Pretty frequently, it's because the other guy isn't earning the right to play in those other 6 days that are there. And if he's not getting it done then, he's probably not going to be any better than the dude getting his teeth kicked in on Sunday.
What I've enjoyed is listening to people who have played the game over the last couple of days. You, Matt Forte, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and another former Hawkeye, our guy Matt Bowen.
Yes, sir.
You guys have all – there is a level of righteous indignation that I'm hearing from all of you all in different ways about stuff. And you know Matt. Matt's not a guy that goes on the air and just blows people up. Like, right. That's not really his thing. Yeah. I want you to listen to how very specifically his football senses have been upset by what he saw and what he's seen over the first 2 weeks.
The first thing, Lawrence, is alignment and assignment. You got to know it. You have to know it. That's just a cover charge to get in the uniform. Can you line up? Can you execute the call? Can you execute audibles? Can you execute motion as a wide receiver? As a wide receiver, can you convert routes versus single high and split safety coverage post snap? There's a lot of things that go into that, but those are the basics you got to have. You got to have those. And if that's one of the issues, then that's not good enough from their perspective. You have to be a professional. You have to be ready to play, and it's always alignment and assignment first. Second thing is being able to produce in practice. right? When you're going against the number two defense, you should be able to produce in practice. If you're not doing that, that's an issue that will keep you out of uniform as well. The last thing, you know, for a guy like Burton, can he play on special teams? If he can't, well, then you have to be a really good receiver to get on the field. It needs to be a bar set that you have to do X, Y, and Z to play on my football team. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And we don't talk about that enough in pro football, right? That's usually high school and college football. But Ben Johnson, based on what I hear and what I read and what I watch on TV when he's giving his press conference, it seems like someone who's trying to build a program. Another word we don't use enough in pro football. But there are programs. There's a program in Kansas City. There's a program in Philadelphia. You look at teams like that. There's a program in Buffalo. A way they do certain things. You know, in the style of play they lean on. All those three teams do that. I think Ben Johnson wants to get to that point where you can hold people accountable to a certain degree and say, this is what you have to do to play in my football team.
So all the pros that we have access to here at The Score have reacted similarly to this. And I think it's good. There were some people that were kind of aghast by Ben Johnson talking about not having championship practice habits. And I will say that it's a fair question for a fan to go, well, wait a minute, you've been running practice since March.
Yeah.
That is a fair criticism.
100%.
For someone to be like, well, why hasn't that been the case? Because you've been here since March. But I do appreciate him. Again, I don't know this for sure, but I imagine that he shared similar feelings with the team to then say it publicly. What happened on Sunday, not good enough. What we're doing throughout the week, not good enough. And then it gets strange because then after that, Jaquan Brisker went on Twitter and someone had tweeted at him and saying, yeah, we got to get you more involved. And he's like, yeah, they got to use me. And it's like, this is not the time, sir. This is not the time for you to be tweeting. I don't know what if you saw what Ben said out here publicly, but you might want to put your phone away for a while.
When you think about it, I mean, he was injured for the majority of last season. He might just be kind of in the bad habit of thinking that Twitter is cool during the season because he got hurt and he's dealing with the concussions. And he did a lot of social media interaction with fans on behalf of the Bears and kind of, you know, pushing Bears positivity and rooting for his teammates on social. But now he is back on the field, and this team 2 weeks into the season is already reeling. And I think that perception that comes with Jaquan Brisker tweeting as an active starter with a lot of the hopes of this Bears defense and the improvement that's necessary, he's got to recognize that this ain't 2024. You're on the field right now. You are a part of the problem because there's a big problem with this Bears defense. To become a part of the solution, Twitter is not the place to make that happen.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It seems like this is a new coach too. Yeah. Like this is in a new coaching staff. It's not the same. And you know, I had someone.
And I tend to, you know, I try to give the benefit of the doubt with some of this, where whether it's like texting with somebody or something we read on social media, where you can't, there's no voice inflection with it or anything. This might not be an upset Jaquan Brisker, like, oh, I'm mad at DA. This might be him just sort of lightheartedly like, yeah, man, let me help with the run game. Like in his mind, it might not even be that deep to him. But the perception is something when your team is 0-2 and you just gave up 50-plus, you got to be careful with that stuff.
There's no doubt about it. There's more stuff that we're going to do. We're also going to do more stuff from the Cubs clubhouse after they clinched. It's a first time in 5 years that they have clinched a playoff berth, and we'll go back to Pittsburgh and check in over there with the Cubs officially clinching a spot in the postseason. That's brought to you by First Bank Chicago. Your interest is our priority. Every moment of Cubs playoff baseball will be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.